Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm in love with my godson. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 62-year-old widow, and I live in the great city of Chicago. Yes, I was married for 34 years to a wonderful man, and he died 3 years ago. Since then, I have secretly fallen in love with my 30-year-old godson. I know I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. When my husband first got sick, my godson is the only person that would check on me and make sure I ate and was getting some rest. He started taking me out to dinner once a month to get me out of the house, and that's when I found out he has an old soul and we love the same music. After my husband passed, he would stay overnight so I had some company and we watch old movies together. His father and I are close friends, and he was raised solely by his father after his parents divorced. His father has had a crush on me for years, so he'd die if he knew it's his son I'm after, not him. My godson was visiting recently, and I was telling him about a house burglary on my street, and he told me he didn't like me being in my big house alone, so I suggested he move in with me instead of paying for a two-bedroom apartment. So he moved in a week ago, and I am plotting on how to get him out of the guest room and into my bedroom. I'm still in great shape, and I look a lot like Jada Pinkett. So he's always complimenting me on my radiant skin or my great cooking. I get so hot and bothered when he walks around in his tank tops that I've fondled myself a few times after he's left the room. I need to make my move before I run out of time and he finds a girlfriend. We talk openly about his love life and I know he's looking for a soulmate. I thought about seducing him, but is that the best way? How do I get this man? Okay. Come on. I mean, you really haven't thought this thing through. Just because someone treats you well and they looks after you and, you know, they take you out to dinner, they care about you, it doesn't mean they're in love with you or they want you or they want to do you, okay? It doesn't mean that. You're fantasizing about this man and that's where it needs to stay in your head, in your mind. He hasn't tried to hit on you or sleep with you or any of that. You said he was raised well by a father who's really the one who likes you. To me, this just sounds like a case of a cougar lust. You're 62, you said, and you should know the difference between real love when someone wants you and crushing and salivating over a fine, sexy young man. If that's all it is, have your fun imagining what it would be like and go on about your business. Leave it there and don't expect anything else from him. I mean, this man is only 31 years old. He's going to want a family one day. He's going to want kids, starting with a girlfriend who he'll probably be bringing into your home now for sleepovers at some point. And it might not just be one girl. If he's as fine as you say he is, he might have a parade of women coming through. You don't know. You're not going to like that at all. So I just say, please calm yourself down. Use your head. Don't get into any mess because this is going to be really messy if you start this, which is, you know, what this could turn out to be if you carry out your crazy plan to seduce him. Don't do that. Ultimately, you don't want to have sex with him or anything like that. I think he's looking at you as the mom he never had because he was raised by his father. He's looking at you like his mom, okay, not his boo. All right, get that out your mind. Steve?
I'll be damned. Oh, we ain't had one like this in a while.
A long time, right?
Well. These is the letters where they write to me and I tell the truth. Well, lady, it's time for a little truth here. Appreciate Shirley's answer. I agree with everything Shirley said in the letter. I thought her response was wonderful. But I come to point out some things that don't nobody like to talk about. Well, here we go. I'm a 62-year-old widow. Right there. That sound old, don't it? 62-year-old widow. I live in the great city of Chicago. Married for 34 years. Damn, you was married longer than this boy been alive. A boy to a wonderful man. He died 3 years ago. And here where the letter just get real ignorant. Since then, I have secretly fallen in love with my 31-year-old godson. That right there, that don't even sound right, do it. It don't even sound right. I have secretly fallen in love with my 31-year-old godson. Damn. You 34 years old? What? 28. You're 28 years older than this guy. 28, and you 62. When my husband got sick, my godson was the only person that would check on me and make sure I ate and was getting some rest. He came in there, like Shirley said, thinking he helping his mama eat and get rest.
Yeah.
He would check on me, making sure that. and then he'd come take me to dinner once a month to get me out of the house. Anybody interested in you ain't finna show up once a month to take you out of dinner. You show up for your mama once a month to go out to dinner. What's wrong with you?
Hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter. At 23 minutes after the hour of the subject, I'm in love with my godson. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter.
Oh, this old ass lady getting on my nerves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this old ass woman husband done died. Damn. She got a 31-year-old godson. She just secretly fell in love with him. For what? I know I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm not. Nah, you need to leave the I'm not off. Shame of your old ass self. When your husband got sick, my godson was the only person that would check on me, make sure I ate and was getting some rest. You hear that? Made sure you ate and got some rest. Ain't that what you do? Go by your mama house?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you go by and make sure mama was eating and getting herself some rest?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what Shirley said. He started taking me out to dinner once a month to get me out the house. You know, just so he, you know, let you know you ain't alone in this world. Take right. you out to dinner once a month. What do you think he been doing them other 30 days?
She's going to find out he lives with her now.
I'm telling you right now, lady. When I found out, and then taking me out to dinner once a month to get me out the house, and that's when I found out he had an old soul and we love the same music. Look, lady, I'm just telling you right now, this 31-year-old boy don't like same music you like. He just saying he like him. He don't give a damn about Sam Cooke. I'm telling you that. He don't give a well, damn about no Sam Cooke. He don't want to hear no Otis Redding. He just told you he liked their ass. Oh, yeah, I like that too. He heard it from his daddy riding in the car. After my husband passed, he would stay overnight so I'd have some company, and we'd watch old movies together. That's another thing. See?
What?
See?
What?
Old movies together. He trying to just make you feel like you're something. You know, y'all in there watching Gone with the Wind. And,
you know, that old. What the world?
Shirley Temple come tap dance down the steps, old black ass Bojangles. Y'all in there watching all them old ass movies, black and white. Hey, Hattie. Hattie, who the hell is Hattie? Nobody heard seen or Hattie and we're sitting up watching Color Purple and all this here. That boy was sitting up in there just trying to keep you company. So y'all watch a movie. His father and I are close friends, and he was raised solely by his father. Like Shirley said, after his parents divorced, his father's had a crush on. Shirley said he looks at you as a mother figure. Now his father's had a crush on me for years, so he'd die if he knew his son I was after. You think he'll die? That damn boy will die too. My godson was visiting recently, and I was telling him about a house burglary on my street, and he told me he ain't like me being in my big house alone. So I suggested he move in with me instead of paying for a two-bedroom apartment. So he moved in a week ago, and I'm plotting on how to get him out the guest room and into my bedroom. If he wanted to, you wouldn't have to plot.
Right.
That boy think he in there with his mama. Your old ass. I'm still in great shape, and I look a lot like Jada Pinkett. Okay, now here we go. This is where I got to start telling you the truth.
Come on.
Oh, no.
I'm still in great shape compared to who? You still in great shape to your other 62-year-old friend. See, you in great shape compared to who?
You're stupid.
You down at the bingo hall. You look better than Agnes and Helen and Jocelyn. Then I understand. But your ass in real life ain't that damn fine. And I look a lot like Jada Pinkett. Who told you that? Who at the bingo hall thought your ass looked like Jada Pinkett? Ain't nobody said, damn, Wilden dropped Jada off down here to play bingo with us. Ain't nobody told you that. You in the mirror seeing stuff. And he's always, here go another. He's always complimenting me on my radiant skin, on my great cooking. Girl, yeah. Listen to you. Yeah. He compliments you on your skin and your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody date no woman because of her damn skin. Man, ain't no dude nowhere. Man, her skin. Dog, what she look like? Damn that. Her skin. Dog, what her body look like? It's got skin on it.
I cannot with you.
I get so hot and bothered when he walk around in his tank top. I fondle myself a few times after he done left the room. I need to make my move before I run out of time. Oh, now you know you finna die, huh? Because your ass is old. I need to make a move before I run out of time. And he finds a girlfriend. Because we talk openly about his love life. And I know he's looking for a soulmate. Soulmate is a person that you can tie yourself with to ride to the tape with. your ass has the tape in your hand. See, you ever seen people run a race and they get to the finish line and everybody try to stick their chest out to cross the line first? You have the finish line tape in your hand. Matter of fact, some of it's in your hair. I thought about seducing him, but is that the best way? How can I get this man? First of all, you mean how can I get this man / son?
Yeah.
Because that's what he is. And he thinks he's your son. And even if you do seduce him, he's not going to stay with you.
No.
Don't you get sleepy early?
Post your comments. Thank you, Steve. On today's Strawberry Letter, Steve Harvey
Post your
FM
comments.
On Instagram.
You don't even know how to go online to read the comments.
Facebook. Check out the Strawberry
Letter
podcast.
Do you have an IG page?
On demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour.
Have you ever
Steve
checked your DMs?
And sports talk right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.